So now you're an actress.
Yes.
I should say, so now you're an actor.
Well, yes. So it's at the Des Moines Community Playhouse, playing right now, Wednesday through Saturday nights at 7:30, and Sunday matinee at 2. And each Sunday there's a talk back session on, you know, law or race or whatever.
To Kill a Mockingbird is something that we've seen in the Gregory Peck movie and probably read the book at some stage. I remember, I don't know, junior high school late, mm-hmm. I think I read it. What's it like to live it?
I'm enjoying it, but it is personally hard for me. I'm one of the more racist characters in the play. Mm-hmm. So it is hard for me to say some of the dialogue, both the vocabulary and also I'm a real nasty person. I'm the person who yells at the children. So it's kind of, it's entire, that character is entirely different than who I am on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Say some more about what it felt like when you opened the script and started into that.
It was difficult, and initially I made sure I apologized to the children and to their parents, you know, early in rehearsals. It's like, I'm sorry I have to yell at your kids, that I have to say such horrible things to your children. But the kids are good little actors and actresses. They roll with it too. But it's, as I auditioned and as I read the script, you know, I hoped to be cast as one of the nicer people in the book, one of the more progressive people for 1935 Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And instead I got cast as, you know, the nasty lady.
What's the audience reaction like to the show?
Audience reaction has been really good. And I think probably most people come at least somewhat familiar with the book or the play. Audience reaction has been really good, and we've had good crowds. Some children come to it. I mean, they kind of put out that. Well, and we are doing matinees too, and I'll say more about that. School matinees. I'll say more about that in a second. But they kind of put out that it was maybe more appropriate for a child, middle school and older, not just for the language, but also the themes of rape and things are addressed in the play. So we have had some smaller kids, like 8-9-year-olds coming, but I would say largely it's a college age and older crowd that are coming for it.
Mm-hmm. You said there are some matinee programs.
School matinees. We do school matinees. Monday and Tuesday of next week, that middle school and high school, probably English teachers had they were sent information, had the chance to register for their class to come. We also, the Playhouse does a thing with a kind of an at-risk group of school kids, and they did that this week. I wasn't able to do that because I couldn't take more time off from work, but where they take some of the actors into the school and do a presentation in the school, and they distribute copies of the book to those kids. And then all those kids will be coming to the play next week, too. So there's a lot of educational opportunities that go with this. And I think the Playhouse tries to do that kind of stuff, too.
Okay. You said there are some talk-back sessions?
Yes, on Sunday afternoons for adults, and that information's on the website. On some of the themes that are brought out in the play, and they're bringing in local experts on each of those issues to kind of do a panel conversation.
Okay.
We just opened a week ago Friday. So.
And how long's the run, Dory?
About 8 weeks. Oh, excuse me, about 4 weeks.
Right.
We've been in rehearsal since Thanksgiving, but the run's about 4 weeks. I'm in it through February 10th, then I'm leaving on vacation. The play runs through February 12th.
Okay. And this is different for you than what you were doing up through last June?
Yes. I'm serving in primarily in an extension ministry. I do serve a church quarter time on Sundays with, you know, some pastoral care responsibilities. But this is different that now in extension ministry I have my evenings free to do something like this.
Uh-huh.
And this, I was real active in theater in high school. In college, I was a theater tech and sewed costumes and did one tiny walk-on role in a musical where I just came on and sang a duet with another character and walked off, didn't have any lines, just sang with her. So it was really just kind of on a whim that I went for auditions, and then I was flabbergasted when he cast me. So I said, I haven't done a darn thing really since high school.
Yeah.
So.
You look like you're enjoying it.
I am enjoying it. It's something entirely different.